For the next few days, the swans rested. When they were hungry, they ate. When they were thirsty, which was a great deal of the time, they drank. On the 10th day, the female began looking around to find a place to build her nest. In the spring of the year, nest building is uppermost in a bird's mind. It is the most important thing there is. If she picks a good place, she stands a good chance of hatching her eggs and rearing her young. If she picks a poor place, she may fail to raise a family. The female swan knew this. She knew the decision she was making was extremely important. The two swans first investigated the upper end of the pond where a stream flowed slowly in. It was pleasant there with reeds and bulrushes. Red-winged blackbirds were busy nesting in this part of the pond, and a pair of mallard ducks were courting. Then the swans swam to the lower end of the pond, a marsh with woods on one side and a deer meadow on the other. It was lonely here. From one shore, a point of land extended out into the pond. It was a sandy strip, like a little peninsula, and at the tip of it, a few feet out into the water, was a tiny island, hardly bigger than a dining table. One small tree grew on the island, and there were rocks and ferns and grasses. "Take a look at this," exclaimed the female as she swam round and around. "Ko-ho," replied her husband, who liked to have someone ask his advice. The swan stepped cautiously out onto the island. The spot seemed made to order, just right for a nesting place. While the male swan floated close by, watching, she snooped about until she found a pleasant spot on the ground. She sat down to see how it felt to be sitting there. She decided it was the right size for her body. It was nicely located, a couple of feet from the water's edge. Very convenient. She turned to her husband. "What do you think?" she said. "An ideal location," he replied, "a perfect place, and I will tell you why it's a perfect place," he continued majestically. "If an enemy, a fox, or a coon, or a coyote, or a skunk, wanted to reach this spot with murder in his heart, he'd have to enter the water and get wet. And before he could enter the water, he'd have to walk the whole length of that point of land, and by that time we'd see him or hear him, and I would give him a hard time." The male stretched out his great wings 8 feet from tip to tip and gave the water a mighty clout to show his strength. This made him feel better right away. When a trumpeter swan hits an enemy with his wing, it is like being hit by a baseball bat. A male swan, by the way, is called a cob. No one knows why, but that's what he's called. A good many animals have special names. A male goose is called a gander. A male cow is called a bull. A male sheep is called a ram. A male chicken is called a rooster, and so on. Anyway, the thing to remember is that a male swan is called a cob.